Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Temps. This is episode 259, and I have a question for you today. Are we using too many pictures in our preaching and teaching? Are we using too many? It seems pretty much a given these days that when we preach and teach, we should use images. There's been a lot of talk over the last many years about visual learners, and some of us would identify in that way. I like a good image myself, and they do say a picture tells more than 1,000 words. So we know the effects that a particularly arresting image can have. As a simple illustration, and if you're listening to the podcast version of this, you'll have to use your imagination. But let me make a statement and then follow it by an image connected with the point of that statement. And you tell me which one has the more significant effect on you. So first of all, I'm going to make a statement. You can imagine it might be part of a story I'm telling in a lesson. And then I'll show you an image along the same line. So first, the statement. The statement is, the man was shocked. The man was shocked. You can imagine what that might be like, what that's about. Now, let me show you an image. Which of the two had more impact on you? My statement or the image? Reading words such as the man was shocked or seeing the image? So what's the relevance about this for our preaching and teaching? Well, yesterday I was reading as part of my master's in theology I'm reading a book called The Hidden Power of Electronic Culture. It's by a chap called Shane Hipps. And in it, he makes the point that since the invention of photography, the use of images in communication has come to dominate communication, to the downgrading of the significance of the written word and the spoken word. And is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it neutral? He writes on pages 77 and 78 of his book, we may be in danger of undoing some of the most valuable aspects of modernity's influence on Christian faith, such as our dependence on the medium of scripture, or the development of leaders who are well-versed in our sacred texts. So I like things like the Bible Project videos. I like them. I find them helpful. Similar resources. I use them all the time. I use them for my own personal benefit and in my preaching and teaching. But I wonder whether we are allowing them to replace our own devotion to the text. It might be easier to watch a video. It might have a more immediate impact on us and on the people we teach and preach for. But the question is the use of those making engaging with the points of the text and coming to know it well and being devoted to it, is it making that harder? There's a knock-on effect to enjoying one medium in terms of it then perhaps taking us away from another. And if we come away from the text because of the power of video and pictures, are we then not losing something as we go to the text? In particular, the subtle influence of image over word might be shaping the kinds of biblical texts that you and I feel comfortable preaching on, and also those that our congregations like to hear about. Consider for a moment Martin Luther. Let's go back to his time. You see, Luther preferred the Gospel of John to the Synoptics, to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He preferred the writings of Paul to most of the rest of the New Testament. And he loved that because, you see, he loved the printed word, and he loved in that the abstract teachings of doctrines about Jesus. That's why he loved Paul so much. He loved to learn about the doctrines about Jesus. But the modern age prefers the synoptics. We love story, don't we? And nothing wrong with that, and God's given us story. But if we prefer story so much, we prefer it over the deeper things of Jesus. Perhaps the Gospel of John is going a bit out of fashion. Are Paul's letters going a little out of fashion? Going back to the book I mentioned earlier, Hip says, images are simply not well suited to convey Paul's abstract, rational prose. So what's the relevance of this? Well, I was thinking about last year. Last year, I preached a series on Colossians, which I thoroughly enjoyed studying and doing. But I remember thinking at the time that it was hard sometimes to find images to illustrate points from the lesson. So I'm putting my slides together for a Sunday sermon or something like that. Where, how can I illustrate this point about Jesus from Colossians 1 or Colossians 2 with a picture? And I was finding it quite hard to do at times. And the reason is because it's a little more abstract. It's not story. It's not as easy to illustrate. Have a look at, say, Colossians 1 and think about that. Compare that to one of the parables or to one of the examples of what Jesus was doing one day. And you'll find it a lot easier to think of images than say, some of Paul's letters. And here's the thing. If I'm only teaching topics and doctrines and ideas which can be easily represented by images, what about the other topics and doctrines and ideas that I'm avoiding? I wonder whether, as preachers and teachers, we major too much on, say, the synoptics, too much on story. I mean, there's been a resurgence of the significance of story, and I think that's a good thing. But has it begun to override some of the other parts of the Bible that are harder to, not just so much harder to teach, but harder to illustrate with images? There's such a thirst for it now. We sometimes feel like we're failing if we can't find the right image or video clip. And yet these parts of the Bible need teaching just as much as the parts that are easier to illustrate with a picture or a video clip. Think about Jesus for a minute. Now, granted, he had no access to photographs or other modern visual media, but he did use materials to enhance his teaching, didn't he? He drew a child into his arms at one point. He cursed a physical fig tree. In Matthew 22, he asked them to bring a coin to show him when he's talking about whether to pay taxes or not. He has a real coin involved there. He draws attention to the example, the real life example of the rich people throwing their money into the treasury and then the widow putting in her two little small coins. So he uses physical things. And so if Jesus used such techniques, it seems reasonable to utilize media today to enhance the message. However, in preaching and teaching, we must aim to keep the scriptures more prominent because they contain the message in a way that images cannot. The teachings of Jesus, let's think about it, had the impact they did and were remembered without any significant use of imagery. Therefore, we can conclude that images can be useful, but they're plainly not necessary, and they should not be what we depend on, because ultimately, the content of Scripture is what we depend on. That's what's true. That's what's powerful. That's what's going to sustain us. Now, I don't think it's either or, is it? People may have a preference for the written word over the visual or the visual over the written, but they should not be seen as in opposition to each other because they have different capacities and different purposes, I would say. So let me ask you, how much do you use images in your teaching and your preaching? What guidelines do you have to ensure that if you use or when you use images, that you use them well? Are you concerned, as I am, that we might be avoiding some parts of Scripture simply because they're hard to illustrate visually? Let me ask you, when's the last time you taught and preached on a tricky part of Romans with its very involved arguments? Have you taught from Leviticus or some other of those parts of Scripture which might be a little harder to illustrate? So I'd like to know what you think. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about what parts of the Bible might I be avoiding simply because it's hard to illustrate visually. I do believe that images are important and helpful, and we need to use them, but they mustn't obscure the content here. And we also mustn't give our congregations the impression that you can learn all you need to learn from pictures, basically. We need to get into the text. And if we're using images in such a way that people think, well, as long as I've got a video to watch, I'm okay. And it means I don't read the Bible, learn the Bible, study the Bible, meditate on the Bible, then we're going to be losing something, aren't we? So that's an interesting thought. I wonder what you think about all this. It's making me think, these studies I'm doing. Let's use images. Let's use them well. How do we use them well so that it enhances the content, illustrates the content, and helps drive the content home rather than dominates people's minds and thinking instead of the text itself? I'd love to know what you think. So drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can go to the website, malcolmcox.org. And until the next time, I do hope that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care. God bless.